I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness, lying out to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast. And His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore. Many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and alone. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast. And His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. He'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. He'll open the gates and bid me enter. When the rose call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and it reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave His Son to wean. His errant child He reconciled and pardoned from sin. O love of God, so rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saint and angel's song. When hoary time shall pass away, kingdoms fall. When men who hear refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love sure, sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. Could we within the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, wherever stop on earth a quill, and every man a sky by trade, to write the love of God above, would rain the ocean dry, nor can the scroll contain the whole, the stretch from sky to sky. O love of God, so rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. The love of God is greater far than tongue and pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and it reaches to the lowest hill. The guilty pair bow down with care. God give His Son to win. His errant child we reconcile and pardon them from sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song.
Redeeming grace to Adam's race.
That's what you got to be born again. You can't do that without... Mm-hmm. Being born again, you got to realize you're a sinner, man. You're born in sin. It's just that simple. Right. Things we got here, you can't. It's just entertainment if you're not born again. If you're not concerned about your eternal destiny, then the things we say don't mean nothing. It's just, like I say, it's just entertainment. I'm pressing on the upper way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plan that I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. The summit will where deeds abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plan than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, where Satan starts at me or her. For faith has come, a joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stay by faith on heaven's table in a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a glimpse of glory bright. But still I pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me up to higher ground.
Lord,
lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table lane. A higher ground than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. You must be born again. Jesus comes to every sinner, everyone. God tries to get his attention. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And the only crime, the only sin that you can commit that God cannot forgive you is to reject them. How can you refuse them now? How can you refuse them now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes on the cross every day, how can you refuse Jesus now? There's a story old and has often been told of how our Savior died. As the nail is hanged, he cried it on, understand. As the blood flowed from his side, how can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes on the cross every day, how can you refuse Jesus now? As he hung there on a tree, he prayed for you and me. There was no one his pain to ease. Before he died, he faintly cried, Father, forgive them, please. How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes on the cross every night, how can you refuse Jesus now? That's exactly what I say. The only sin you can commit is to refuse Jesus. How can you refuse him now? Without that, you're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You pay the price. I think you can satisfy the Lord with a certain dress code or living in a commune and all that garbage that's out there. Living in a cult, thinking you can appease the Lord when it cost the Lord Jesus his very life. Mm-hmm. Now, the only sin you can really commit is to reject him, and he's the only one that can make anything out of you. And just that simple. Mm-hmm. Without him, you can't do nothing. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him? today. Please don't turn him away, oh Jesus, my Jesus. Without him, how lost I would be. Without him, I would be dying. Without him, I'd be enslaved. Without him, my life would be worthless. But with Jesus, thank God I'm saved. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away, oh Jesus, my Jesus. Without him, how lost I would be. So I'll ask him to be my pilot, his word my comfort and guide, till I'll anchor safely in glory, for without him I drift with the tide. Jesus, oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away, oh Jesus, my Jesus. Without him, how lost I would be. And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in the natural human being that has any spiritual value.
Lord, you are more precious than silver.
Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond. Nothing that I desire compares with you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. Nothing that I desire compares with you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. Nothing that I desire compares with you. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed his faithful life of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. What's that scripture? The natural man cannot perceive the things of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. The unbeliever does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. That's why I keep saying what we say here is for the person that He's concerned about his eternal destiny. He's concerned where he's going to spend eternity. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. That's why they mock at us, you know. To them, we're foolish. If the things we say and do, as the spiritual things are foolish to the natural man. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged by of no man. The one who is spiritual discerns all things, yet he himself is understood by no one. The German, der natürliche Mensch, that's the thing we're born with. We're born in this world as a natural human being.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to be born again. Some people don't even know that they have to be born again. They think they go through this rigmarole baptism, and then they go through this rigmarole, and then they think they're born again. No, they're just all that Hutterite thing is, now you qualify to be a Hutterite. That's it. Now you get a, back in my day, now I can get a driver's license, I can get married, now I can do all these things. It's got nothing to do with it's all an upside down world, it's all of Satan. Der natürliche Mensch habe vernimmt nichts von Geist Gottes. Es ist ihnen eine Torheit, und der kann es nicht erkennen. Denn es muss geistlich gerichtet sein. Der Geistliche aber richtet alles und wird vernehmen gerichtet. That's just that's the truth of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you gotta be born again. If you're not born again, what we're saying here, it's like exactly what it says here. It's foolishness. They make a fool of us because what we believe, what we stand for. But we that's all right. We've bound and determined. The Lord came by one day and He saved us. He gave us eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Back in, I was 23 years old, back in 1971, and the Lord came by my way, and He forgave me of my sins, and He gave me eternal life. I was a sinner man. I was born in sin, I was shaped in iniquity, I come into this world speaking lie, rotten to the core, just absolutely no value, just exactly what Paul keeps saying. We're alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. From anything godly, there is nothing in a natural human being that has any spiritual value. And here, these people, they come along with these cults and these religionists, and they think if you join a certain religion, that's all you need to do. Like back in the days of Billy Graham, all you have to do is come down and he'll pray over you and you're ready to go to heaven and things like that. And then like everybody has their own definition of how to get to heaven. The Amish, they have theirs. You can't drive a car. You can only use horses and stuff like that. Everybody has their own tradition, and they bypass Jesus. They're not born again. They're just in a natural. They're natural human beings. And same with the Hutterites. They just go through this rigmarole of a baptism, a diabolical satanic baptism. Then they think they're saved. They think they're going to heaven. But see, it's Satan's counterfeit. It's just that simple. Satan, when God does something, like we keep saying it over again, he watches a while and then he sits back and he manipulates how he can mess it up, how he can pervert it, and then he comes with a diabolical cult religious system, and then he can tell the people all you gotta do is get baptized in the title of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and then get baptized by pouring and sprinkling. And then you got to take it to glory. And that's how the people, they're so deceived that they believe that garbage. But see, you and I, we realize we're sinners. We realize we must be born again. And the devil, he keeps reminding us that we're sinners. Once you become converted, he'll throw everything in your face that you used to do as a kid. You know, they know all my shortcomings way back in the things I used to do and say, and they know all that. The devil knows it too. He's trying to throw it in your face every chance he gets. Oh, I know this and this about him, like that Kenneth. And one day he came along and said, I'm going to go around and I'm going to see how much garbage I can collect from you. I said, go for it. You'll find a lot of it, because that's all we are. We're born in sin, we're shipped in iniquity, We come into this world speaking lies, and we got to daily, on a daily basis, we got to, like Paul said, I die daily. Every day we got to fight this natural man. The only enemy really we have at the end of the day is the natural man. He keep dragging you right into the gutter if you let him. He'd have us so far in the gutter we wouldn't even be able to know right from wrong anymore if we let him. That's why we got to be on the ball. That's why we have to fast and pray. It's just that simple. And there's just no other way out of this. Like Paul said, who's gonna deliver me from this curse that I'm in, from this natural man? Who's gonna deliver me? And he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ can do it. He's the only one that can tame that animal that we're living in. And just that simple. And that's why we say you gotta be born again, because the natural man does not perceive the things of the Spirit. It's just that simple.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you've done for us, Lord, in the past. For the last 30, 40 years, you've opened up, put us on a journey and on a channel, Lord, that we completely knew nothing about you sending a prophet or anything like that, Lord. But rich and merged in your grace has opened up our understanding. You've given us an understanding of this end time picture. You've given us exactly right to the day where we're living in time, and we could take it right to the day, Lord. That's just simply because one day we decided we're going to follow Jesus, and no matter what they throw at us, we're just going to stay faithful and true, Lord. And it's been a battle ever since. All these religious tugs, when they came after us, Lord, we just stood our ground and we refused to compromise. We used to give in. And here, Lord, you've not only shown, you've given us a direction, you've allowed us to see via the scripture exactly where we're living in time. And we just give you thanks, and we just pray, Lord, you'll open up the hearts of the people, and if that increase, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I think I've said it before. There's two born again things. There's two, like back in 71. I was born again. The Lord saved me back in 71. He came by my way, and exactly what it says in Revelation. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. See, I was in that hardware system. I was in that religious system, but that religious system can't do nothing for you, and because the religious system, Laodicea, Jesus just vomited them out. He spewed them out. There's nothing in that religious system that can give you anything, and then they think I'm crazy when I tell them that these people were not but agents of Satan, because, like I say, it's what they don't tell you. They tell you a lot of riches, a lot of spiritual verses you have to memorize, and you have to go to church, and you hear a lot of religious stuff from the Bible even. But see, it's what they don't tell you. Satan, he doesn't let them tell you that God sent the prophet. Never one word did I ever hear in the 45 years I was in that cult, anything about God sending a prophet. See, that's why I say, that's why it's so deceptive, because it's what they don't tell you. Here, you're going to hear the full counsel of God. You're going to know exactly what's going on in the last 2,000 years about the Church Age of Laodicea, and about all these angelic messengers that God sent, and then he took the vocal cords of the earthly vessel, and that's why I say, and the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound. We're in the seventh church age of Laodicea, the seventh church age of the great age, that's Laodicea, and we're in the last church age, and after that, it's going into Katie Bar the door. It's going into that, just keep moving on, see the truth keeps marching on. We just happen to, because our desire, and our desire, like I say, back in 71, the Lord saved me, but as time went on, I was still empty. There was still something I didn't know. And then it was all about coming to the message of your day. And then by the grace of God, back in about 95, I guess, I found the message to the message from my day. I found the ministry of Brother Branham, the Church Age Messenger. Behold, I sent Elijah the prophet. And then that's when I was satisfied. That's when I knew I found that thing. And then from there, he took me to the ministry of Brother Jackson. And Brother Jackson was still alive back then. And then I had found exactly what the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's that born-again experience that I experienced back in 1971, and then it says, end righteousness. See, the first, the kingdom, end is righteousness, and he will add all the things to you. It wasn't until about 95 when I come to the ministry of Brother Jackson, and then the Lord just added all things to me, all my finances, all my health issues, everything that you need for daily living, he is going to see to that he will stay true to it. He's going to add all these things to you. That's exactly what the Bible says. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You don't have to fret. You don't have to worry about where your next meal is going to come from. As long as you're tapped in, as long as you got that born-again experience where you yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes to knock on you. God, he stands at every heart. A time or two throughout his life, there's Jesus was standing there trying to get your attention, and you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to reject them, or you're going to accept them. You're going to invite them in, or you're going to tell them to go fly a kite. And the majority of people, they just keep rejecting, or they don't want to hear him, and then he has to go on and go to the next, go somewhere else, and that's what happened. Yeah, like I said, the only sin that you and I can commit is to reject the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why I see all the problems in this world. They rejected the Lord, they rejected the Spirit of the Lord, and we said last time, and when America rejected the prophets of the age, that was that righteousness for their day. It's a message for your day. It's the righteousness for their day, for your day. Just that simple. You and I, we seem to have tapped into it. And ever since we did that, there goes our financial problems. There goes our health issues. And Levi, Zion, and Strong. I know of a stream. That's part of that stream that the Word of God talks about. And we found it. And now we're doing that. We're putting it out there for whosoever will. But don't think that the natural man can do anything. You're not going to find it, because the natural man cannot produce nothing. It's a foolishness to the natural man. Like that song, Se le vil se dies es finden, suks by kind of creatable. There's no nothing in the natural human being that has anything understandable about scriptural things. It's just an entertainment. That's all it is.
Right, and when you will go to the Old Testament, you can God started to reveal himself through Abraham, through Moses, and to the children of Israel, and going down in the Bible, you can see how God slowly revealed who he is, all his attributes to the prophets of old. And they were able to prophesy of Jesus and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Isaiah, there's many prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ and when he is to come. And when you come to the New Testament, when he came to his own and his own received him not, Jesus came to the Jewish race and his own received him not. And because they did not receive him, that God turned it over, the salvation, to the Gentiles. And the Gentiles were able to partake of it. That's why when you will read Ephesians 2, it says, therefore remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised by the so-called circumcision that is performed on the body by humans' hands, that you were at that time without the Messiah, alienated from the citizenship of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, who used to be far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, the one who made both groups into one, and who destroyed the middle wall of partition, the hostility. See, that's what Jesus did. Like, he came so we could get to know who God is. We were alienated as Gentiles. That's when you go down to the Gentile history, there's not much good history when it comes to the Gentile. Like, when you will look at them, all the philosophers that people of this day quote nowadays, like, they quote Aristotle, they quote Plato, they quote Cicero. These are philosophers that the Western leaders back in the founding fathers, they really emphasized on, and they took their philosophy because they were basically philosophizing on a moral code. Mm-hmm. See, that was in the 300 before the Lord Jesus Christ came. See, that was the Gentiles' concept of thing. If you did you try to philosophize how to live a good life, really, mm-hmm. when you would look at their teaching. And then the Lord Jesus Christ came, and the Gentiles experienced something so, like, miraculous in the new birth, the changing of this old carnal nature into a born-again experience where you can be transformed into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, into a perfect creature in the sight of God. Like, that's why the born again experience, it enlightens you to who God is and to live a holy and an upright life before God. That's what the Christian life is all about, and to walk in it. Like, see, these philosophers, they had some good understanding of living a moral life. But it wasn't until Jesus came along and that the teaching of the gospel was able to do much more exceedingly than these philosophers ever could do. Mm-hmm. But if you combine them, you can that's how the Western world was actually founded, was based on the teaching of these philosophers and combined with Christian principles on the gospel and the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why when you look at America, it's a country that has never ever been seen since its founding. Like, you will not find another country that has such a constitution as the American Constitution, the Republic, because that's what it was based on. See, it's a building block of understanding that God has enlightened to the Gentile world. See, the Jewish rejected it, and it was given to the Gentiles, and that's why when looking back in my life, I was always conscious of God. But then when the Lord Jesus Christ saved me, that took me to a different place in life. It's something that you can never try to accomplish and achieve on your own. It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that he made it an atonement and redeemed us out of our fallen human nature into a place in God, like a redemption program where he redeems you from that fallen nature that you are into a holy vessel that is pleasing to God. Like, if you understand how blessed the Gentile world has been to be able to be partakers of that, like Paul writes here, like, we were alienated to that understanding of God. We were totally alienated from that, and there God opened it up through the Lord Jesus Christ to salvation coming to the Gentiles.
It says he came unto his own, his mm-hmm. own received, and not but those that did receive him, to them did he give power to become the sons of God. It's a journey then. And once you receive the Lord, that's step number one. That's the first thing you got to do. When Jesus comes mm-hmm. knocking at your door, you just simply open up. Instead of closing the door in his face, you just simply open. You yield to him, and then he comes in. And he's exactly what he said. He's going to sup with you, and him with you, and him with you. And then he does then, He forgives you of your sins, automatically washes away your sins, because he's the one that came down and he paid that price at Calvary. And here people, they think they can have a substitute and all they got to go through this rigmarole. No, it's simply he came unto his own received him not, and as many as did receive him, then he gave them the power to become the Son of God. When I first started on this journey, I was still, had all kinds of issues still yet, but as you journey on this life, mm-hmm. and he slowly, bit by bit, he flushes out all the garbage, and then a lot of this is combined with fasting and prayer, Jesus warned us in the last days to watch and pray that you may be found worthy to escape what's coming. That's what you and I have exercised us all in fasting. You pretty much fasted all your life, and people did think you're crazy when you fast. Like, we fast 40 days, like when the Lord puts you on a fast for 40 days, then you see different things differently. You see things through the eyes of the Spirit, like that song says, Seele willst du dieses finden, suchst bei keiner Kreatur. Lass was er dich ist dahinten, schwing dich über die Natur. That song, eins ist nur der Herr designing. You need, if you read that every day, eventually it's going to have an effect on you, because the natural man cannot produce nothing spiritually. It's absolutely obsolete to him. It's you're locked out. You cannot perceive the things of the Spirit. It's just, and in fact, you're going to make a fool out of people mm-hmm. that are born again. That's why you and I are in the outs, because, like I say, the way to test if somebody is a Christian or not, you just present them with the truth. Mm-hmm. That's all we did. That's all we simply did. Back in the day, I just presented an outright cult with the truth. And guess what? You got till sundown to get out of there. See, they can't absorb the truth. I just simply told God sent a prophet, and I simply told that baptism that you is of the devil. Mm-hmm. It was instituted by Constantine back in 325 A.D. From now on, it's going to be the code. It's going to be law. From now on, if you want to get baptized, you got to get baptized in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And after that, the church went into the Dark Ages. Mm-hmm. 1,000 years, they call it Satan's millennium, until, like we keep seeing it over and over, until God brought the reformers in, until he brought in Martin Luther. And I said the other day, these tugs, these Andreas Enterprises, and these people, these Jakob Hutters, they were just sent in by Satan. I was thinking the other day how beautiful it would be if there would be no devil. See, what if there would be no devil, then once Martin Luther came on the scene, the just shall live by faith, and see, everybody would just have absorbed it and consumed it until John Wesley comes mm-hmm. along, because Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe in them whom I will send. And then he sent these seven angels, and then these seven angels, and back in the 1520, that angel linked up with the vocal cords of Martin Luther, and he told Martin Luther, came out, this is, the just shall live by faith. And all the human race had to do was continue with the just shall live by faith until John Wesley comes along in the 1600s. That's all it would have. But see, if there was no devil, if there was no antichrist, if there was no none of these antichrists sent in by Satan, like Andreas Ehrenpreis and Jakob Hutter and that Zwingli guy, they were just agents of Satan to try to destroy what God said through Martin Luther. And they just shall live by faith. Like I said, if they would not have been this garbage, this community style living and all that, the human race would have a glorious thing. But see, when God does something, Satan is right then and there like a dirty shirt, and then he sent them these Jakob Hutters. And what does it do when you sit back? You got to sit back and analyze things and think everything through the microscope of Scripture. What does it do? He drags the human race right back into Roman Catholicism, right back into communism. That community style living is just mm-hmm. first class. Communism. It's just that, in fact, it's communism on steroids. Then they use religion, you know, to lock people up. They don't need a wall like Russia needed a wall, and China needed a wall, but the Hutterite and these cults and these Amish and the Society of Red, they don't need a wall. They just use that religion as a wall, a fear-mongering thing. But see, you and I, we somehow here in the closing days, we tapped into it, and God has said he's going to reveal spiritual wickedness in high places. He's going to take the reps off of everything. And like I say, if we wouldn't have these antichrists and these demonic people to come in and give substitute and pervert the picture, yeah, man, it'd be glorious heaven thing. Everybody could have it just mm-hmm. like you and I do. You don't have no problem with people except they want to come in and try to distort the picture and lie things about us and remember things we used to do when we were, before we were saved, before we were born again. And even after we were saved, we still did some things that we ought not to do. But see, it's all about he will lead and guide you into all truth. And that's what he's done. It's just that simple.
That's right. Like, a lot of people, they don't understand, the Christian walk. And they think just because you don't have much to do with your family, that you don't love them. But this is totally not the love that is described in the Bible. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. See, that's all part of that journey to walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the natural man does not understand that. They think that in order to express love, you have to be there on the colony and you have to help your family and do these things that the natural man sees as love. But the love of God is something that if you're obedient to his voice and you follow his lead and where he leads you, in that you're expressing love to your family, because when you are at a place where God wants you to be and you are in his perfect will in your life, then God can take care of your family. But if you're not, that's when there a lot of trouble can come to your family. If you are obedient to him, that is expressing your love to your family, because you'll do anything for your family. And that it means to follow the hard way that God has designed for your life in order for your family to have an expected end. See, people don't understand that balance. What it means to walk a Christian life. It's first of all, foremost, to be obedient to your Heavenly Father, just like Jesus was. And then God takes care of your family.
I guess we went to Costco yesterday. I guess you ran into your brother. You haven't seen him for 20, 30 years, I guess. How did that came about? I know I dropped you off. I didn't go in.
Maybe.
I dropped you on at
maybe
Costco.
Maybe 10 years or something. And I didn't see him. I just ran into him at Costco. And they don't understand that love. They think that love and caring for your family is that you would go to your mother's wake or your father's wake or you go visit your family as often as you should and as people think you should. Like the natural man was all they ever know is like, when's the last time you saw your family? When's the last time you went and visit your dad or your mom? See, that's all good and well, but first and foremost, if you want to do something that blesses your family, is you want to do the will of God first and foremost, and where he leads. And oftentimes it is take up your cross and follow me. And then people that are in the live naturally, they didn't quite understand that concept.
The first thing he asked, he wanted to come back. Come back to what? Mm-hmm. Come back to the devil. It's all these colonies are for. It's mm-hmm.
God took me out of there, you know, by the grace of God. He saw fit to take me out of that place, and he wants me to live a life for him. And going back to the colony, that only hinders my walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. I can do more for them walking with Jesus and being obedient than go and visit them, unless God sets it up. Like that was divinely set up, that God set it up that I would run into him just like that. He just came across my path as I was walking over to the till, to the checkout counter. And there we ran right into each other. See, that's divinely set up, and God is trying to help these people, show them, walking with God, love is means, you're obedient to God and to walk in his will, and then God takes care of the rest.
Yeah, exactly. Like the first thing he accused you of shacking up, of living. They think we're living together like mm-hmm. man and wife. Mm-hmm. That's how crazy they are. And how blind. You see, the natural man, he thinks naturally. He thinks like a brood beast. They think like animal. Like this is some kind of a shacking up program. And I tell you what, if this was a shacking up program, God would not give us the understanding of the hour we're living in. He would just leave us drift, like all these people are drifting out there. And he completely alienated. He has completely clueless how Christianity works because he's never been taught. These sermons that they have and that guy that gets up at the pulpit there, he is completely clueless how Christianity works because he's not born again himself. If he's not born again, how can he teach anybody else what's supposed to go on? Mm-hmm. See, they think carnally, and the first thing that gets into their mind, without even telling them, oh, you're shacking up, oh, you're living together, how can you do that? He's got, same, got a wife at home, how can you justify yourself with that? Well, then they accuse me of leaving my wife and children behind. When they work overtime to get me out of there, they even had a sergeant that they even smashed up my car to get me out of there. Even had a sergeant from Nippur there to force me out of there. And, mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, now they go and tell him, oh, he didn't want his wife anymore, so he left. That's information they get from Satan. That's like it says back in Jude. They're like brood beasts. They talk about things that they're completely clueless of. They think naturally, like it says over in Jude. They are not natural, brood beings speaking about things that they're completely clueless of. And like I say, the first thing they come up, oh, you're shaking up and all that garbage. Who's interested in that kind of a filth? That's not what the new birth is about. Mm-hmm. The new birth, God put us on this journey, and we're fulfilling scripture. We're doing exactly what the Lord wants us to do. That thing, that other right thing, and that Amish thing, and all these cults, they're nothing but Satan's substitute, Satan's weapon of mass deception. And you try to convince these people that they're just all head for hell if they're not born again. They think you're crazy. Mm-hmm. We're the problem, not they. But see, it's an upside down world. Good will be called evil, and evil will be called good here in this end time. Just that simple. And we're just trying to drag everything back into the reality of the thing. The natural man cannot, will not, it's impossible that he can understand the things of the Spirit. He must be born again. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to let people know what that natural man is all about and what that new birth is all about. That first and foremost, we want to walk in your perfect will, Lord, and take up our cross and follow you, Lord. And in it, you're going to find a way for our families, Lord, and because we want to be at that place, Lord, that you can make a way for them and protect them. We know that colony life, that those religious systems are just there to blind people, Lord, from the truth, Lord. That's all it is about. Those religious systems are just there to deceive people and blind them from the reality of that new birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and what it's all about, Lord. So we just want to help people understand, Lord, it's not about the natural man. It's about that new man, that new birth, Lord. That and that's the path, Lord, and the journey that you have journeyed us on, Lord. So we just want to give you thanks, Lord, for everything you've done for us, for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon our lives, Lord, for giving us the understanding of your word and that born-again experience. And then you brought us to the righteousness for our day and hour. You opened up our understandings that because we were babes that would learn, Lord, from you and from your word. We give you thanks for all that. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.